relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Speedy, he like me.
Oh, that's Speedy. Someday.
Someday. From the Running Man to Speedy Gonzalez, we're going to stand up for science fiction, whatever Mr. G says, and cartoons here on America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Great tweet, just seen it from Megyn Kelly about the other Megyn. So, any criticism of Megyn or Oprah is not allowed because it's racist? Well, too bad! Unlike the paternalistic wokesters trying to protect this famous millionaire and billionaire pair, chose to go on TV, I see them as fully capable of taking a few barbs. Grow up. Good for you, Megyn Kelly. Let's get her back on the show. Yeah. If you criticize them, you're a racist. No, because they are part of the problem. The elite who think they're better than the Americans who actually made them rich. Yeah, that's how it works here. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to people who've been waiting very, very patiently. Let's go to Atlanta Line 2. Tom, welcome to America First.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for giving a dirtbag from nowhere the chance to say a few things.
A dirtbag? That's a little harsh. Why are you a dirtbag?
It's just my poor attempt. I was trying to do like a sarcastic or ironic Rush thing. Anyway. Speaking of Rush, I would like to thank and express my deep gratitude to you, sir, but most significantly to Rush for starting the vaccination process 30 years ago, vaccinating the American people with truth and faith, encouragement, common sense, and let's not forget humor, against the crazies, the commies, and the sinister control freaks on the left. That's number one. And thank you, sir, for my daily booster shot today.
I really like that. Inoculating America against the crazies and the commies. That's a great way of putting it. What else would you like to share with us, my friend?
Number two, Pepe Le Pew never got the girl. Isn't that a good message that the left would back? But no, because they hate this country so much and they're so blindly illogical and off the rails. If it came from America, it has to go. They want to destroy this country, and they're so blinded with that singular purpose that they will just run roughshod over everything. And that's why we have to have lots of fun with them.
Yeah, this is super important. Not only did the cat who had the stripe of white paint down her back escape Pepe's advances, the real point here is it's fun. They have a problem with it because it's fun, correct? Anything that's, you know, wholesome, entertaining, amusing, must be crushed.
Absolutely.
Bingo. Love it. Stay on the line, my friend. I don't know if you had any of my books, but let's ask him if he wants any of our signed books. Tom, superb. We are the vaccine. Rush started it. Talk radio is the vaccine for the crazies and the commies. And you're right. Humor is massively important because they don't have a sense of humor. That's why they don't like cartoons. Let's go to Jeff in Philly, line 5. Welcome, Jeff.
Yes, how are you?
Good.
I believe that Mr. Trump cannot run in 2024 because he's going to be reinstated for president based on a case that previously was in Pennsylvania called Marks v. Stinson, and that involved electoral fraud, which was perpetrated and documented in federal court documents that are actually being hidden by the government.
According to who? What's your source for this?
Actual documents I filed.
No, I don't care what you filed. Who is hiding the documents? Where is the proof that the government is hiding documents that will get President Trump reinstated? What is your primary source, Jeff?
Timestamp documents sent to lawyers and reporters that are hiding it.
That doesn't mean anything. You can send a document to a lawyer that's timestamped that says, the moon is made of cheese. Jeff, be a serious grown-up. What is your proof of what you are saying is actually happening? I mean proof, not documents sent to lawyers. Proof.
Mail fraud complaints made against the government.
No, okay. Again, that's irrelevant. A complaint is not proof that the government is hiding documents. Do you understand my question? What is your proof that the government is hiding documents? I'll ask one final time, and this is your last chance.
Mail fraud documents that were returned after they were mailed.
Proof either. You're a sad individual. If you believe anything you said to me, I pity you. I truly pity you, Jeff. Try the real world. If Donald Trump wants to run, he'll get the nomination and he'll likely win. But believing conspiracy theories makes you part of the problem. Your brain is every time you subscribe to a conspiracy theory. Goodbye. Let's go to Gil in California, line 1.
Hi, doctor.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you for having me on. I love you. And Sarah was fantastic.
She's always fabulous.
I want to start off by telling you who I am. I'm from Colombia, so I'm South American. So nobody can call me a racist. Okay?
Oh, they can. They will if you say the wrong thing. But carry on, my friend.
Well, because I'm Republican, they're going to call me a racist.
There you go.
You know, Hispanic Republican. Here's my point. My heart breaks for the people that are coming over from Guatemala and Central America and Mexico. My heart breaks. These people are getting beaten and raped and used. And then they're saying, oh, my God, the trauma of being separated from their parents at the border. Now they're talking about restitution. Yeah. Oh, my God, they haven't seen their parents for months on this trek. And now they're going to come over here with no documents and start getting restitution. But here's my main point. If we really care about these people, do not make them, do not call them to come 2,000 miles on a 5-month journey to get beaten and raped. Go to the embassy, register at the embassy. If they qualify, go pick them up in a plane.
Yeah. Yeah. If they actually cared, you know what the most humanitarian thing you can do is build the wall. Finish building the wall, because then the children won't be separated from their parents. Then the children will not be at the hands of coyotes. Then the young girls and women won't be raped and sexually abused. If the Democrats for a second cared of the cost to human lives and the people being smuggled, they would close the border. God bless. Stay on the line, my friend. Let's give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Gil, well done. Let's thank him for that amazing observation from somebody who, well, look, he's from that part of the world, and he has every right to make that comment. Wonderful. Let's go to Doc in Jacksonville, line 4. Welcome, Doc.
Man, you know, it's always good speaking with the voice of the eighth wonder of the world, Dr. G.
That's too kind. Not quite yet, but I'll take it.
Well, first, I want to say it's awesome to see the difference that Donald Trump defeated ISIS and high black unemployment, while Joe Biden is trying Dr. Seuss, Pepe, and Speedy Gonzalez. It's a clear difference.
That's fabulous. Yeah, it's amazing. ISIS or Dr. Seuss? You take your pick. Which one of those presidents is serious? And I didn't even mention it. We were an hour into the show. Donald Trump is back in New York. Doesn't that make you feel better, Doc?
I love it. Dr. G, real quick.
Yeah.
My daughter works at a gas station in a black culture, in a black community. And everybody is complaining, not just about gas, but about everything is going up. Every time I walk in there to bring her lunch or something, I walk out saying, thanks, Joe Biden, for all these high prices. And everybody turn around and look at me. So everyone turns and look at me like I'm crazy because the black culture don't know everything is going up because of Joe.
But,
so everyone needs.
Do you ever talk? Do you ever stop and talk to them? Is there any way for them to understand what you understand?
Well, sometimes they say, well, it ain't because of Joe. Then I start explaining the Keystone pipelines and things, what he's doing. And they're like, their eyes just pop up because most of them had no idea about politics. They just thought they wanted to get rid of the bad man, rid of the bad man, because the media told us he was bad and this guy is good. And it's so shocking when I say, thanks, Joe Biden. Don't blame me. I voted for Trump.
Thanks, Obama. Now, thanks, Joe Biden. Whether it's the spike in coronavirus with 20% of the illegals coming across the border already testing positive for the coronavirus, whether it's the price of gas, Doc knows it. You know it. Spread the word. Stand up for the truth, because that's how we're going to win. Great call, Doc. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, John Solomon here on America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by America's Forgotten and Salem Now.
Such a sad, tragic, moving story. You heard the video of Sarah Carter down at the border with the children traveling for months and months to come here illegally, put into the hands of the coyotes. Let's help stop that. We can't build a wall by ourselves. President Trump's out of the White House, but you can make a difference. Our friends at Food for the Poor are in Honduras. They're in the hemisphere helping the children who are on the brink of starvation. You can save a life today. Think of this figure. $111 once, just once, will feed three children for 6 months. It's the Lord's work. They have the food. They just need to get it there. You can make a difference. Be a lifesaver. Be a modern missionary today from the comfort of your home. Just go to our website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Food for the Poor banner. You can call them on 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-4673. SebGorka.com, Food for the Poor. Donate today. Make a difference today. It is truly one of the greatest blessings. You can help another child through the internet the easiest way there is. SebGorka.com. It is that time of the week where we have to check in with those purveyors of just the news. It's a great name for a website, isn't it? It already is. JustTheNews.com, created by one of the few real journalists left in America, John Solomon. Follow him at J. Solomon Reports and bookmark today, JustTheNews.com. You can see the top stories on our website as well, but you need to check out that site every single day. John, we've been talking about gaslighting today. We've been talking about this Blue Anon concept that was forbidden for a few hours, removed from the Urban Dictionary. Help us. I think these things are connected. You've written a piece at Just the News on the Meghan Markle interview. Isn't there a kind of overlap here? Are we being sold a bill of goods that we should question when we hear interviews like this?
Well, I sat there questioning all along. Does anyone believe this story? And is this really even journalism that we're watching? It was a one-sided, what it felt like a millennial wine-a-thon, and not a lot of substance to back it up or to check it out with. Journalism today has become an inch deep and a mile wide on a good day. Many days it's a quarter inch deep, and I think that There are so many things to check in just in Meghan Markle's story before they aired that interview that they should have done, and they didn't. And as a result, you know, you see the sort of discussion that's out there today. It's a big, giant distraction, but we don't know how much of it's true, how much of it isn't. And it's much like the Russia collusion story, right? We were told a lot of things, and none of them checked out.
So let's stay on this for a second, because perhaps the most explosive part of that interview is when Meghan Markle says a member of the royal house said that her son will not receive a royal title like a prince, which you don't automatically get, by the way, thank you very much, because the child is mixed race. Now, if you had done, as you suggest, some journalistic investigation or asked some questions before the interview was posited, you would say, well, that's interesting, because the only person who gives out royal titles is the Queen. So what that means is when they refuse to answer the question who did that, they are actually besmirching calling the Queen of England a racist. The fact that that question didn't get asked at all, isn't that an indictment or indicative of journalistic standards today? Because Oprah didn't set that interview up by herself, did she?
No, something like this is orchestrated. It was a Hollywood-made moment, right? But it's not much different than people originally saying that there was anonymous material from a Western intelligence source saying that Donald Trump was in bed with Russia, right? We knew it was Christopher Steele hired by Hillary Clinton eventually. But that lack of depth that occurred back then in that Yahoo article and other articles, it's just repeating time and time again. It's incumbent, if we're going to allow people to make allegations like that on television, to go out and find out who are you talking about. You want to say that, you got to tell me who said it. You can't get away with all, I don't want to really tell you the name. We ought to press people to give us those answers. And I think the thinness of the journalism, which isn't just last night or just that one Russia article, it's been an endemic problem for the last 10 years. Reporters are too close to their sources. They're not willing to challenge them. They're more interested in getting the clicks than the truth. And I think at the end of the day, that's why we have discussions like we're having right now about the Royals interview last night.
Follow him right now. Jay Solomon reports. Also, he is the head, the creator, the founder, the editor-in-chief of justthenews.com. Bookmark it today. John, how overdue? So we have this word that has now hit the news, was trending this morning, Blue Anon, the Democrat cabal of fake concepts, conspiracy theories, whether it's the Covington Catholic schoolboys, the Juicy Smollett race attack, whether it's the Russia hoax. How overdue is this phrase?
Well, it's a great marketing term, but, you know, it actually captures something that's really a serious dynamic in our country. We have allowed boy to cry wolf time and time again without consequence. And this past weekend, I did a story on Just the News taking a look about how much the FBI knew the news media was wrong about Russia and how they sat there and didn't shut it down, didn't knock it down, even though in their own text messages, they realized front page stories in the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN were wrong. And that's a, you know, there's one criticism of the FBI. The other criticism is how much longer do we let the mainstream news media continue to get big stories wrong, paint false portraits of one particular political ideology in America, smear them, and then later go on and say, oh, it wasn't true, let's move on.
Now, I think, you know, you have addressed this issue by the decision you took to create your own news agency, your own news platform, especially with the option to, in each story, dig deeper, see the primary sources, which I think is a unique asset that should have been invented long, long ago. Beyond that, beyond finding the investors or having the money yourself to create an alternative true news provider, what should be the mechanism? Should the news police itself?
Well, it hasn't done a good job policing itself. In fact, it rewards itself for bad journalism. Let's remind people that the New York Times got a Pulitzer for its Russia coverage. Its Russia coverage was never accurate. BuzzFeed made lots of money as the news organization that released the Steele dossier. It turns out it was Russian disinformation. At the end of the day, I think our founding fathers intended the free market to be the solution. So if you're an American and you're frustrated that you've been sold bad stories from the New York Times or BuzzFeed or whoever, don't vote with your wallet. Don't vote with your click. Let them know you're no longer going to participate. That's the single most powerful weapon. If they don't get clicks, if they don't get audience, they can't survive.
The market should decide. That means that you, our dear listeners and viewers, you make the right choices. Do not frequent those who simply are in it for the clicks and the sensation and the shock factor. Go with people who have proven themselves, like our regular guest and his team members who join us three times a week here on America First. He's John Solomon. He's proven himself. Jay Solomon Reports and the new website, JustTheNews.com. Bookmark it today. Check it out every single day. You'll see the top stories at SebGorka.com. Back with John after these messages. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefActor.com studios.
Don't touch that dial.
This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Come on, guys, support this good friend of the show. 792 followers. Let's get into 800,000 followers by the end of the segment. You can do it. Jay Solomon Reports. Follow him right now. Also, justthenews.com, as well as our good buddy, another American patriot, truth teller extraordinaire. He is Mike Lindell. They're trying to cancel him. 25 corporations are boycotting him. 25 American corporations are trying to destroy Mr. MyPillow. Support him directly today. Over 100 US-made products go directly to his website, MyPillow.com. Buy whatever you want, even if you've already got a MyPillow. Show this man you love him and send the left a message. Call 800-829-8468 and you're going to get more than 60% off if you use my name. That's MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. Right now, we're watching the screens here. President Biden, yes, that sounds weird. President Biden is giving a speech, no press conference, just a speech flanked by military officers on International Women's Day. I'm not sure why you have to have a female Air Force officer and an Army officer standing behind you on International Women's Day. I'm going to go off script here. I'm going to ask you, given the subject of the press conference, John, when it comes to International Women's Day, we have a fifth accuser of government, Governor Cuomo.
Yeah.
Is the news doing its duty in covering this story? What's the reality and what's your expectation?
Well, listen, these rumors have been around a long time. If the press was doing its duty, they would have been uncovered a long time ago, like maybe last year when he was grandstanding on the COVID thing. But it is now. There's clearly a feeder mentality. There's blood in the water. And reporters are digging up and talking to people and trying to do due diligence. And it does appear to be a pattern. Remember, we've reported that the first allegations against Governor Cuomo went all the way back to when he worked for Bill Clinton as HUD secretary. And the inspector general at the time, Susan Gaffney, accused him of hostile work environment, sexual harassment, dirty tricks even, I think is one of the words. And Congress had to intervene in that relationship because the behavior was so bad. So Andrew Cuomo's had a long record of this. It seems like now his judgment time is near, and I think he's really on the ropes in New York. I wouldn't be surprised if impeachment proceedings began in the near future.
Wow. Let's stay on the topic of New York. The 45th president is back after 7 weeks. He's back in Trump Tower. How is this? You know best. How is this going to change the press environment? Are they sharpening their broadheads across the D.C. news establishment?
Well, listen, for the last few weeks, you've seen a lot of really lame attempts by news media to try to get some sort of Trump headline out of anything, even if it was the smallest thing. The truth of the matter is the news media misses Donald Trump because he was a big part of their traffic. And I think the fact that he's reemerged first with CPAC and now a trip to Trump Tower, I bet you see a lot more headlines and the animosity and the antagonism that dominated the Trump years when he was in the White House. I think it's just getting revved back up. I'd expect a steady diet of it for the rest of the year.
I think that's a sound prediction. Last topic for us, checking in with John Solomon today. Not every cabinet member has been confirmed. One of the ones that has been in a little bit of hot water lately. There's a latest development. Talk to us about one of the nominees for the Biden cabinet.
Yeah, absolutely. Deb Haaland, who's the congresswoman from New Mexico, and would be the first Native American cabinet officer in the history of America. She's been named to be the Interior Secretary. There is an enormous mystery about her finances. She's now given four separate accounts of how much money she made in 2018, the year she first ran for Congress. It's either $46,000, $30,000, $4,000, or $2,000. And you think about those last two numbers, $2,000. How did you run for election on living on $2,000?
For a whole year.
Yeah, that's what she's claiming. And on late Friday, we were able to confirm that she didn't file her taxes in 2018, only did so in December of this year when she was getting vetted for the nomination. A lot of questions among senators and on the Republican side, at least, about is she been giving us the truth? What's that going on with her finances? We're digging in, learning a lot more about her work down in New Mexico, and hopefully we'll have some new stories for you soon.
Can't wait. Incredible. Somebody who ran for Congress is a nominee for the Biden cabinet, and she made $2,000 or four or 30 or 40. That's a lot of confusion, especially the question of why she didn't file her taxes. Find out more. Keep your finger on the pulse of real news at justthenews.com and follow Jay Solomon Reports. Let's get him to 800,000 before the end of the show. Thank you, John. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios. Patriot Mobile, the only conservative Christian cell phone company in the United States, rated number one in customer service. They are that good with a dependable nationwide 4G LTE network. And guess what? At the end of the month, when you pay your bill, they support causes you believe in, like the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the sanctity of life, unlike the big cell phone carriers. You know who they are. At the end of the month, they fund things like gun control. They fund things like Planned Parenthood. Why would you give money to individuals who don't share your values and use your money against you? Join the good guys today with incredible rates, especially for our veterans and first responders. Don't hesitate. Their team, US-based team, can transfer your number with ease. Join the good guys. Call 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Join the people who share your values. It's about time our conservative Americans stuck together. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Join the good guys. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Back with your calls here on 833-334-6752. That's 833-33-GORKA.
America First. Magnificent.
One of the hardest things in life is to have your fundamental views challenged in such a way that you realize you were really wrong. And it takes a brave person to admit that, and it takes a very courageous person to make a movie about that experience. But that's exactly what Namrata Singh Gujral did. She's an immigrant to the United States, and her film is called America's Forgotten. And it tells the truth about everything we've discussed today concerning the broken immigration system in America. Namrata's journey, by the way, starts as her as a registered Democrat, finding out the truth that she never expected to find about how many Americans are being lied to. And if you find out the truth, you'll be as enraged as she was. Her friends, the film industry, even her family rejected the final message of her film, and the credits for the film have to be anonymous for fear of retribution. Watch America's Forgotten today at salemnow.com. You can stream it. You can get 20% off if you use my name. See the truth that is being used against you today by this administration. Go to salemnow.com today and look for America's Forgotten and promo code G-O-R-K-A to find out what all of us need to know. Okay. Call board has been very, very patient. Let's start with Amir in California, line two. Welcome, Amir.
Good afternoon, Sebastian Gorka.
Hi there. Are you on a speakerphone? Amir. Are you there?
Sorry about that.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
I was not expecting to talk to you. It's a great honor and pleasure. I was hoping just to ask your screen caller, there's a way that I can get you to wish my father a happy 95th birthday. He's a veteran of the War of Independence for Israel, and he's been living here. He loves America. He loves your show.
Is he there? And is your father there?
No, he's not. I wanted it to be a surprise. He may be listening right now because he used to listen to Michael Medved in this hour.
What's his
and
name?
Now you're on. I don't want to say.
No, just his Michael first name. Just his first name.
Oh, Michael.
Okay. Michael, I hope you're listening. Yes. Happy birthday, 95th. I'm impressed, Michael. Stay on the line, Amir, and we'll record something for you. So stay on the line until the break, and if he wasn't listening, we need to wish him a happy 95th birthday by recording for him a special message. So don't go anywhere. Let's go to Jacksonville. Randy, line five. Welcome, Randy.
Dr. Gorka, thank you so much. I want to thank you for all you do, and you're a great patriot. And I'm a retired 30-year Marine, and you taught my son in the year 2015 to 2016 at the Command and Staff College at Quantico, Virginia.
Wow.
And I want to thank you for that.
That's very kind. Where's your son right now?
He's in Okinawa, Japan. He'll be a lieutenant colonel very soon. He's back on an accompany tour in Okinawa, Japan.
Fabulous. What's his first name?
His first name is John.
Wow. God bless you, John. Thank you for serving this nation. I spent Saturday night with a bunch of Marines raising money for devil dogs who died in combat or been severely wounded. So it's great to hear. I love hearing from my students. Did you have a question or a comment you wanted to make?
Yes, sir, I do. Other than you doing a great job, How do we get rid of the spineless Republicans that don't want to stand up to the Democrats?
You know what? Replace them. We've got to run against them. We've got to run against them. It's not enough to write letters to the senators or call the congressmen. You've got to engage. We've got to find people who are truly patriotic, who love this country and are prepared to run against these individuals. Stay on the line, my friend. I want to give you and your lieutenant colonel's son copies of The War for America's Soul. I love it. I love it. I love it. Randy, great to hear from you. Let's go to Matt in North Carolina. Matt, line three.
Hello, you all powerful Gorka.
Hey, I don't know about all powerful, but I try.
Wait a minute. A caller last week said that.
Well, that's okay. Doesn't mean it's necessarily true, but we can find out.
Okay, can I make two quick points, sir?
You may make two quick points, Matt.
You're going to love this because it even made Mr. G laugh. I was having coffee with my neighbor earlier, and a segment about Cuomo came on Fox News. And she said, he's a smiling jackass. And I said, now we're talking about an older woman. And then I said, forget about sexual harassment for a minute. What about all those people who sent to his death, their deaths, and lied about it?
Yeah.
And the other point is, I was wondering, but I think I have the answer 8 days ago. I got a hint of an answer, and this is important to you. I thought, wait a minute. I'm comparing two books from two conservative hosts. I'm looking at Dr. Gorka's great book and the other host. You don't need any names. Well, wait a minute. The other one's on a New York Times bestseller list, but Gorka's far superior book, in my opinion, is not. But I think Fox News answered my question. They're a left-wing newspaper. Am I right, sir?
Newspaper? Fox News?
Yes, you mean New York Times bestseller list, sir.
Well, of course. Absolutely. But I am a New York Times bestselling author. I just don't talk about it much because the whole thing is stinking and it's rigged. And I don't even want... My publisher made this decision, man. After I became... They kind of asked my permission and I kind of acquiesced after a while. Because I could see the justice. They said, you may be a New York Times best-selling author, but we're not going to use that phrase because they're so corrupt. We're going to change the cover. They changed the cover of my book. They did a little bit of painting out Trotsky as they did in the Soviet Union. And the book now just says, is Defeating Jihad, my first book, best-selling author. They don't even mention the New York Times. And I think that's deserved. But you hit the nail on the head. But I don't even want to boast about it. Read the book and judge for yourself. And I'm not going to even ask you what the other one is. Thank you for your calls. Stay on the line, Amir and our good friend. We're going to give Amir's 95-year-old father a special Christmas, a special birthday greeting. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Are you in pain? Have you found relief nowhere else? Then please try this incredible product from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. I told them I don't endorse anything that I haven't taken and that isn't real. This product rid me of my lower back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. And tens of thousands of Americans are being liberated every day by this 100% drug-free product. Just listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Yes, pain-free. Shouldn't you find out if you could be the next Relief Factor success story? I think I know the answer to that question. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack right now, or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com.
You have to wonder whether or not the transition to Harris has already begun. Joe Biden's had more nap time than he's had questions from reporters. And you're right, while the Middle Kingdom grows more ambitious in their goals, we are still toiling away in the Middle East. Joe Biden has had more attacks on Syria than he's had press conferences. And so you have to ask to the progressive voters, is this really what you expected? Is this what you wanted? A warmonger president like Joe Biden, when Donald Trump did so much to bring peace to the world and to actually confront the real threat, China, not to be trying to build democracies out of blood and sand and Arab militias in some desert far away.
Wow, what a great cut from Matt Gaetz on the superb Maria Bartiromo show. Joe Biden has dropped more bombs on Syria than he's had press conferences. And today is, of course, International Women's Day. How creepy is that? Caller just texted us. Where are the feminists today? Where are the Democrats who backed them on International Women's Day? They used to have big parades. Where are they hiding? Well, of course they're hiding. Because of Governor Cuomo. Now, more seriously, I was watching the press conference. I couldn't listen because I'm live on radio. But President Biden just finished a... Oh, that's so weird. President Biden just finished a press conference for International Women's Day about the U.S. military, saying that there are no barriers anymore for women in any part of the U.S. military. Yeah. I'm interested in how many women are underwater welders in the U.S. Navy. I just want to see those figures for the deep-sea welding community of women in the U.S. Navy. I think we should force them. Shouldn't we force them? It should be parity. There should be equity between the men and the women in terms of the toughest, dirtiest jobs. How about in general? Let's talk about oil rigs. Shouldn't every oil rig be manned 50-50, women and men? Oh, I forgot the other 47 genders. Yes. It should be divided in 48 different slices. We could have questioning. We can have... What are those stupid, ridiculous labels they've given? It's funny when you're in med school, they only teach you about two genders. Because in the real world, insanity has consequences. When you are providing medical treatment to somebody, their sex matters. Not what they say they are, but what their chromosome count dictates they are. And to see Joe Biden stand in front of the podium with two female officers behind him as props. Who's the sexist? I'm going to post the picture right now. So disturbing. But hey, this is the party of Bill Clinton, Ted Kennedy, JFK, and Andrew Cuomo. So you do the math. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReFactor.com studios. Stay on this channel, won't you?